Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. Hey, happy Memorial Day to all of you travelers out there, all you persons celebrating. And our topic is in memory of, because it goes past the soldiers. You know, the poetic spirit encourages people in all ranks and places to return to their naked humanity. Neither sentimental nor fantastic, it embraces and affirms the whole world and all its inhabitants. It imparts the will to remain optimistic and unbending in the face of all hardships. As a believer in innate human goodness, I am certain that the concentrated power of good can overcome the greatest force of evil. The poetic spirit helps us control the greed-dominated self. It helps us handle the actual while keeping our eyes turned toward the ideal. All you travelers out there trying to get back home, be aware, stay safe. You know, there was a lot of persons traveling out there by air, by train, by freeway. You know, when people say, that's enough, I'm not going to let anything stop me. I'm going to do what I have to do. But I can say that, you know, if you're accustomed to taking 5 slabs of ribs, if you like barbecue, it was probably slimmed down to about 3 because you had to put extra funds in the gas tank, but you traveled on anyway. You didn't let anything stop you out there. And, you know, Memorial Day is not a day that's for the soldiers and the veterans. We have to remember all. We have to remember others. And always remember those who have been kind to you, who have been empowering, inspirational, and just being there. They are to be remembered each and every day. Can you imagine how you feel when you check on someone and let them know how much you appreciate them and how much gratitude you have for them? Do you know how that makes them feel? And guess what? How does it make you feel when someone does the same for you? So we always must remember and remember others. So later on, I'll give you a little history That was given to me by my friend from Texas, Edwina. She researches that black history, and we find out things that we were never told. And we'll share that a little bit. We're going to be short and sweet today. Tiffany Whip and I will come on. I see it. I change it. I correct it, and I complete it. But before she gets in, let's just wake you up. Those of you out there traveling, trying to get back home, some of you still stuck in the airports, but that's okay. You made a go for it, okay? When you say enough is enough, you let nothing stop you, no matter what. And a lot of people out there stirring it up. I think they started pulling out of Los Angeles on Thursday. We had a long, long, long holiday. Everybody's returning back in. But as I said, we're going to be short and sweet, and we have Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I hear it. I strategize it. I change it, and I complete it. With us this evening, Tiffany, welcome in. How are you doing ending this holiday weekend?
I am doing so well, very well today. It's like I almost thought that I had an extra day. I have enjoyed the weekend, but today okay. I had to do a little work. So I was thinking I was going to relax most of the day and got a phone call and was reminded of the stuff that I had to do. So I was like, that's right. Even though it's a holiday. I still have to do some work. It's all good.
So, well, we appreciate
but
you.
Yes, and I appreciate you too, Linda. I know people around here, you know, partying and having fun, and it's all good. It's all a nice thing when people have fun.
Well, they should go out and have fun. And, you know, as I was speaking, I was talking about earlier, I don't know if, you hadn't come on yet, but, you know, I was stating that, you know, Memorial Day, we celebrate it. And my friend from Texas, Edwina is a retired librarian and a historian. And she often, from time to time, you know, posts things out. But if you want to know something you didn't know about, check her out. And I was reading, and she put up a posting out and to state when Memorial Day was started. And that was back in 1865 in South Carolina. And it was started because the slaves there found 257 soldiers buried in a mass grave, okay? They dug them out. They gave them a proper burial. They had a parade of children and community, about 10,000 people. And it was led by 2,800 slaves, and that was back in 1865. So we don't know these things, you know, that we hear about them. We just think it's the way, waving of the flags, and it is for the veterans and the soldiers that made it possible for us to be free. But I mentioned to have daily appreciation for those who give us inner freedom, you know, with mm-hmm. kindness, with care, and with concern. That's a freedom also, and it feels good when you give it to others, and it even feels better when you get it back from others. So I kind of like wanted to bring that up and give Edwina her kudos out there. She's in Texas, so her time frame is different, but she has a lot of information. She deals with youth and the importance of reading for you. So I'm going to try to convince her to, you know, give us a day, at least a day once a month. You know, we here, we bring on everybody talking about all types of topics, you know, because we must be aware and observe everything. So that's our little wake-up call over here. We stay woke so we can keep you woke. And if everybody's woke, everybody can balance out here. So I just wanted to touch on that, you know, started back in South Carolina in 1865. Did you know that, Tiffany?
I did not. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. But then I have heard that the original Mardi Gras was started in Mobile, Alabama, which wasn't started in New Orleans, but everybody thinks it's New Orleans, but it wasn't. So,
No.
But I believe that, you know, that was the real start of Memorial Day, that did occur, and that was the original purpose for the day.
Yes.
To celebrate the holiday. Yes, I do believe that.
So I when they say, you know, freedom and the soldiers that fought for our freedom, well, what about the people that give you that inner freedom on a daily
mm-hmm.
basis, that care, that's kind, that's empowering, that inspire you, that keep you moving forward? Okay, we should always remember, not just on this one day, but we should always remember others daily. I just cannot deal with individuals that only call and check and inspire when they want something, okay? And that type of action plays out. You know, you see that, and then you don't even pick up the phone. You say, let them leave a message. And most of the time, they won't leave a message because they want to get a right-on instant commitment from you for whatever their need is. But they're not keeping in mind that you, too, have needs, and that's a two-way thing. So for the persons out there that give that inner freedom, happy Memorial Day to you also. It's in memory of our soldiers and of others. So I'm going to be quiet on here, and you tell me what you want us to be mindful of today. You know, we're short and sweet, so we have to get it in.
Well, I just think that's really a great purpose for which to celebrate the day, to remember others who have been kind to us, who have done things for us, and never to forget them, you know, because you remind them of how important they are in your lives on their birthday, right? So what if you don't know the birthday and it's somebody that you just met? You need to remind them. You need to just share that and thank them, because it is an act of gratitude and appreciation. And we all know what, or you and I know what the power behind gratitude and appreciation brings. So, and it brings a lot. I mean, saying thank you, being grateful, changes the atmosphere. So
yes,
I really think that that is great how you looked at it, because I, when we were speaking before, I had no idea. You know, it's like, oh, that's a great way. It's a wonderful way and an insightful way of looking at the holiday, because, again, we always reference the veterans. We are always thinking about the veterans and what they have done. And that's great. That's great. But then to remember those who, you know, play a purpose in your life or have done something for you, and your inner being, is that what, I think that's what you said, celebrating that is, celebrating that is just, it's so wonderful. You know, I was mindful of the reasons why some of these occurrences happen, you know, such as the shootings that we have and the mental health that we have to identify that is, that's primarily the issue. So, you know, inner to outer, you know, if you're not good inside, then how can you, you know, it's going to reflect in your external. Your internal is not good, then it'll reflect in your external. So, you know, as we continue to work on our internal to project the best external, I think that's very necessary. And I think the tools that are that and the people that you have on the show to give the tools to do that is great, because it's all about sharing the knowledge and sharing the tools to get you there, because you can't be your best if you're not doing some type of work towards, you know, improving your inner being. So, and that goes along with, you know, I always say take care of yourself. Take care of yourself and then you can take care of someone else. But, you know, learning how to really take care of yourself and learning how to nurture your inner being is very, very important, because if you don't, we could see more episodes of people acting out, and they're just acting out what's inside. So we need to take care of that.
Yes. It's all an inside job, as I always say. It's an inside job. It's from in out. And as we always talk about, you and your environment are one. So what you want to do is try to keep your environment as bright and happy as you possibly can. And be that sunbeam, okay? Light that candle. When you light a candle for others, it opens up your path and it makes things brighter for you and everyone else around you. But you and your environment are actually one. So if you're in a situation and everybody in that environment is displaying bad behavior, guess what? You got bad behavior too, so you need to go work on that. You need to go get yourself squeaky clean. Because if you didn't have it from within, you wouldn't be able to recognize theirs, okay? And when we talk about from the profit to the power to the plane to the pain that we go through to the politics, all that's there. All that's out there in the environment. But it's a different mindset of how you look at it. Do you want to have that anger you and take you deeper into a depression? Or do you want to exercise and jiggle yourself and wake yourself up from the inside, no matter how you have to do it, so that you can demonstrate that lit candle coming from in out? Because everybody acting the same way does not get anything. We say unity. Unity is great, but unity doesn't mean anything if there's not any harmony involved in that, okay? You can unify 10,000 people, but if they got 10,000 minds, still got a mess, okay? But you got unity, you got unification. So we always have to stop and think about that. But today, with the daily appreciation and persons traveling back, you know, some did not even get to their destinations. There was a lot of flight cancellations out there. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, when you're used to taking five slabs of hot ribs, same B's house, you might have just took three slabs because the rest was in that gas tank. But I commend everybody that went out there and did it anyway, you know, because enough is enough. And when enough is enough, people are going to continue to move out no matter what. But my cry to them is just stay safe out there. Be observant, because whatever is moving is still moving out there. So don't relax. Do not relax, because, and especially when you don't know what you're dealing with or how it's coming. And we all have to be here because June 7th is the main voting day, but people are voting already. You know, it started early. And just kind of relax down. Read those initiatives and make up your mind for yourself which way you want to go on it. It's not about the politics. It's about the people, always about the people. But the people need to know it's all about the people. And in order for their voices to be heard out there, you got to get to that ballot box, okay? If you think it doesn't matter, think about it again, because if your voice did not matter, think about why are they trying to silence it, okay? So I just wanted to put that thought out for us to be mindful of on that, Tiffany. And because we're short and sweet today, I would like for you to leave us with something, and then I'm just going to play a little music to have people travel back home with. And we're going to say be mindful, be aware, be cautious out there, but more so, stay woke and be kind. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can give us what you want to leave us with on this Monday until we see you next Friday.
Yes, that's true. Well, you know, you said it best. You said, you know, we talked about the travel. We talked about people being mindful out there. You know, if you're coming back by car, if you're traveling by plane, the delays possibly. But I will revert back to my always original statement is to take care of yourself and be mindful of yourself. It's so very, very important nowadays to do that. You know, rest when you need to rest. They're talking about, you know, another wave of something else coming out called the monkeypox. So
yeah.
Take care of yourself. You know, stay, you know, keep your distance, but you go when you where you need to go, but understand that, you know, what you have to do, wear a mask, you're vaccinated, that's great. But it's really time more so than ever now to take care of ourselves, especially after everything has happened in the last 2 years. So that's what I'm going to leave everybody with, is to be mindful of yourself, take care of yourself. I can't stress it enough, so that you can be here for the celebratory moments like Memorial Day, 4th of July, birthdays, graduations, anything that's worth celebrating, you know? So
yeah,
that's what I'm going to leave everyone with.
Well, Tiffany, with an eye, I see it, I hear it. I strategize on it. I correct it, I change it, and I complete it. We want to thank you this evening for taking our time of your holiday weekend. You know, we either go the week before the excitement or the week after. I'm not much of a traveler during the holiday time. I sort of like to sit back and relax and send that good energy out to those who are out there traveling, to make sure that they're safe and that they reach their destinations, you know, either going or coming, wherever it might be. So I kind of pull back. So I guess next weekend will be my moving out. It depends with my disinfectant spray bottle, because that disinfectant goes wherever I go, and it hits those who are expecting me, don't want to be missed it. Don't invite me, because I'm coming in spraying, okay? Coming in spraying, keeping that distance, but I'm there with a smile on my face. And if it gets too crowded and too congested, guess what? I have options. I leave and go back home. whereas I don't have to worry about that because, as you stated, other things are on the rise. We still don't know what we're dealing with. So I'm going to leave everyone with this. Just stay woke. Be observant. Stay aware. Keep those brain cells moving, but more so, be kind, okay? Starting with yourself first, because if you understand self-kindness, you'll understand how to give others kindness. And on that note, we're going to say have a wonderful, mindful Monday. And Tiffany with an I, we love you. Have a great evening, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Talk to you later. Tiffany will be back on Find It Out Friday.
We might
Yes, Nature Girl might be joining us. I have to check in with her because, you know, she's out and about in those clouds. But I did touch in with her, so I think she'll be joining us on Find It Out Friday. I don't know what the topic will be, and Stephanie will be with us tomorrow with her information, still dealing with trauma. And Thursday, it's sort of like up in the air, might be a special night, a music night. We might do a Luther night. We might do a Patti LaBelle night. It just depends on what the mood is because people are settling back, and I know they still have to digest all that barbecue, potato salad. I say barbecue because I'm a barbecue eater. Well, whatever you was eating out there, seafood, soup, whatever, and enjoying your family and enjoying yourself. Just stay safe and keep others around you safe. Tiffany, we love you. It is Mindful Monday, and you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Maxine and Tiffany with an I. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
Love can build.
Try and try.
Yeah.